open on news logo. You're watching WXPD News, New York. Dissolved to studio anchor.
Good morning, everyone. Our top story today, shots were fired last night outside a Midtown convenience store. A resident of a 50th Street apartment building saw the entire incident. Our own veteran reporter, Herb Welch, is on the scene, and today he's celebrating his 60th year in broadcasting.
Dissolved to Herb Welch on the scene.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, Herb, and congratulations. Now tell us, what's happening down there?
I'm here with Maria de Silvia.
Salvo.
What?
Maria de Salvo.
I don't know. Why don't you tell me what happened?
Well, I heard some shooting outside and was, the kids looking out the window, so I told them, you know, get down!
Do you have any fun plans for Turkey Day?
What?
You gonna cook a bird or, I don't know, some yams or something?
Well, we go to my mother's.
Well, there you have it. Back to you, Jack.
Okay, now, wait a minute, Herb. Why don't we ask her a little bit more about the robbery? Like, what time was it?
What's that?
What time was it?
Oh, what time is it?
Oh, it's like 10 a.m.
10 a.m., Jack. You ought to wear a watch. When I was an anchor, I always wore a watch.
No, Herb. Ask her what time she heard the shots.
All right. What time did you hear the shots?
I think it was around 8:30, but no.
Dump.
My
dump.
Kid.
Dump.
My kid saw everything. Everything.
Thank you. Take it away, Jack.
No, Herb. Herb, it sounds like the children may have seen the shooting. Okay, why don't we talk to one of them, Herb?
You call me Mr. Welch.
All right. All right, Mr. Welch, ask who saw the shooting.
All right, now, who saw the shooting?
Boy, Ricky, Ricky!
Come here. I got him. Now, what do you want me to do?
Ask him what he saw.
All right, what did you see?
I saw two guys come running out of the store, and they jumped into a red car.
And who is your favorite baseball player?
What? What are you talking about?
They didn't jump in a car. They jumped in a van?
Who are you?
I'm his sister. Brother.
Stupid!
Sorry.
It was a car!
It was a van. You don't remember?
Yeah, I do.
No. Ow. Hey.
Herb begins to maniacally whack each kid with the microphone as their argument escalates.
Herb. 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 Herb, quit hitting them with the microphone. Herb, this is ridiculous. Stop it.
What? What?
Stop it.
Yeah, I'm not going to take reporting lessons from some haircut.
Oh, well, maybe you should because you're a lousy reporter.
Me, Jack, with all due respect, but I don't think you should yell at Mr. Welch so much. He's a little confused, all right?
That's right.
There's a lot of different apartments before we found him in the hall, but considering how old he is, he's doing a pretty good job.
Yeah. This broadcast, by the way, brought to you by Kale's Brill Cream.
No, it's not.
Son of a bitch.
Herbie has to help the camera with his microphone.
Okay, Herb. All right, this was a big mistake. All right, we apologize to you at home. We'll follow up on that story later, but coming up, some local residents are up in arms about asbestos found in their building.
A paper is handed to him.
Oh, and some sad news. We've just received word that veteran reporter Herb Welch died 5 seconds ago.
Herb sitting dead on a couch with Maria DeSalvo with a superimposed Herb Welch, 1920 to 2010.
I'm not dead, you bastards.
Surprise!
Cut the news logo, and fade.
Oh no, not that again.
Surprise!
Surprise!
No!
Ladies and gentlemen, It's Saturday, and you know what that means.
It's really not.
Oh, is it? It's okay.
It's not.
It's not. It's Friday night, and if it's Friday night, you know what that means. Hunter, what time is it?
It's horse time.
It's horse time here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host with you tonight. Thank you to everyone listening to us on Podzilla1985.com all around the world, or if you're here with us live, Facebook.com/Podzilla1985, watching the video of this, which is way more exciting than it sounds. With me tonight, of course, we have Double H.
I'm not going to take lessons from some hat check girl.
Shut up, Herb.
The man himself, Tanner Calvert here.
Dude, do the story, Herb.
We've got Lindsay Unimpressed Wolfgang doing her best Michaela Maroney face.
I apologize that you had to deal with my poor acting skills.
Oh, that's not that bad. We had Josh from Press Start to join on once.
That was true, though.
Don't sweat it.
That's fair. He would also cop to that.
You heard it here first. Canadians can't act.
Playing the sister brother, herself, Casper's here.
I am here. I exist, and now I am present.
And we have the loveliest of gentlemen here with us again tonight. Glad he's back on the show, Mr. Cody Sandducky.
This is PZ85 News, New York.
Hunter, I guess
New York outreach now. Yeah,
I want to.
Yeah, sure, why not?
What's up?
Michaela said you kind of sound like Jack Sparrow when you do Herb, I guess. Oh, pizza.
Oh, I feel like I could do Jack Sparrow, but not. I don't Herb really. I wouldn't see that. What is he? I got to find something he says, and I'll see if I can do that. I don't know if I can do Jack Sparrow.
I mean, you could do
the obvious. Where's the rum?
I was going to say, if you're going to do a Herb line, do the hat check.
I don't know if I can do it right now. This is a day you will always remember. This day you almost caught Captain Jack Sparrow.
Okay.
I don't know. Not show
related, but I need you to check your DMs, sir.
Who?
Okay. Cody.
Kodu.
Oh, okay.
Not as good.
Kodu, so do.
Not as good as your J.K. Simmons, which if you'd be so kind.
I'll give you the regular one, and then I'll give you the one that we do all the time. The regular one will be, he doesn't want to be famous. I'll make him infamous. But what we do instead is, what do you think Grom will do now that old Baneland is dead?
God.
Is this true?
You can never save the old man.
I don't think so.
While we, I was going to have this prepared. I was going to pull up a picture of it, but before and out for the next show, don't worry, I'll have it ready. But until then, real quick. The fuck was that?
What happened?
I don't know.
Tanner,
I heard the sound. I didn't see anything.
Tanner, did you drop your Appalachian Italian?
I was this close to having a drink in my mouth. This close.
Tanner was this close to having best Italian in his mouth when he was in Tennessee. But unfortunately, he was in Tennessee. Hunter, I was going to say, what do you got to give a quick shout out?
We haven't done this in so long. We got to give a quick shout out to Christina Applegate.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well deserved.
Yes.
It's been so long.
Kaz, it looks like you're...
I see everybody clap on this one.
Kaz, it looks like you're eating Italian right now.
I got pizza, and it's really good. And it's from a place called Pizza Guys.
Pizza Guys.
Kaz, how...
Are they the best pizza guys, though?
How would you rank that Italian versus authentic Tennessee Italian?
Authentic Tennessee? I don't know. Tennessee's got a one-up on... California Italian's different than Tennessee Italian.
Because the real question is, why are you telling us about that Italian from another room? Why does it sound like...
It's the Cody problem.
Bitch.
By the way, have you guys heard about this GameStop thing? Because this is my understanding of it.
There is a thing happening with GameStop. That's true.
Oh. It shocks me.
Lord. Is that not it? Or...
It really shocks me. I am dead serious. It shocks me to what level Horse Time connects with the Podzilla fans. Like, especially the younger fans have attached themselves to Horse Time. Ironically, I assume. I'm not 100% positive.
Oh,
this is every single one of them watching the show on their phones right now.
Oh my god. All right.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, am I wrong?
That was
wrong. No, wrong.
That was great.
Okay, that was great.
So, some exciting news to break this to you guys live with the fans watching.
And no, hang on. You're not allowed to break news on shows anymore because every
it's exciting
time
good news.
Somebody's dead.
No, Tanner, if it's the thing you're gonna put, if it's the thing you told to me, no one cares aside from me.
It is not.
Damn.
That's
damn.
Why it was just to you.
That's harsh.
So, Scott Walter reached out to me today.
Okay.
We got to talking about how we're doing the rebranding and the redoing Podzilla altogether and relaunching, and he wants to come on and do a live video episode
like this. Oh, yes. I know.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell him this exists.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna have to say no on that one.
Not this.
No, just in general. Scott Walter. He's from the Travel Channel. I know. No, he's a legitimate celebrity. We've done 2 shows with him so far. Tanner, if he's on video, no, they went great. That's why he keeps coming back. It's just if we're on video, he can see me constantly looking up things to find out what the fuck he's talking about, because I have no clue in general. Caleb,
you know what the truth?
It's horse time, Caleb.
Go do the research before the show.
Hey, before the show gets too much further in, real quick, what is your spaghetti policy here?
Well, where did you get it?
I refuse to believe that's spaghetti. That is at best chicken ramen.
Is that Gatlinburg spaghetti or is it some fake ass Italian spaghetti?
It's definitely best Italian. It's the best Italian
Ciro
you've ever.
Ciro, here's what I need you to do now. I need you to make a picture of Tanner, some kind of art of Tanner, promoting the best Italian in Tennessee. And then we're gonna send it. Yeah, we're gonna send it to them.
Lord,
I'm wet and I don't even know.
You posted the Lisa picture, and I was trying to find the picture of Lisa with the coffee being poured in, because that's the kids every week coming back for horse time.
Yeah, it's just like me with that
spookish.
And then I just decided to get on the show, and it just made it easier. Easier that way.
I'm about to grab my Mac charger. Oh.
You have to what now?
Grab my Mac charger here in a minute. Didn't think about the fact that I'm on a laptop. Oh God, no!
Lindsay liked that one.
I like that one.
I don't like that one.
That's so Reagan.
I like the sparkles.
He's dead.
You don't sparkle where he's at now, so it's fine.
Hello, I'm Ronald Reagan, and you're watching Disney Channel.
Well.
That was too good, Hunter. You got to stop.
Cody, Cody, why do you hate...
This is the show now. It's just me doing impressions.
Hey, Rush, Zach, you're the Phil Hartman. You're the glue.
All right, fans of the group chat, in the chat with us right now, send us what character you want Hunter Hendricks to impersonate tonight. Lord. And that'll be a part of the show. When you want
to... There's going to be a bunch of references. I will do this with veto power. That's the only way that I will do it. Oh, no. If I can't do it, I get to pick one of you to do it.
Even better. I can't wait to play this game. This is going to be miserable.
See the way my internet set up? It's just going to happen.
No, you spent 20
minutes. I'll give you the best ones. I got them from a place called Best Impressions.
Oh, is that in Tennessee?
Yeah. You know about it's right on the strip with that Italian place.
Jesus, it's never gonna die. I'm so happy.
He liked it.
It's Tiger King.
Oh
man, Dave Bautista had a rough life after doing that. things went poorly when he left. In an alternate universe, that's him.
Caleb. What do you think about I have to point the right direction. What do you think about the horse in the corner there? That's a pretty good horse, isn't it? Cass, can you say something real quick? Because you still sound like you're in the next town over.
He's just dying.
What is that? Why are you... Yeah, it really doesn't sound like you.
No, you're just quiet.
No, it sounds like you're talking into a microphone elsewhere.
Yeah.
How about now?
That's
now
good.
That's much better. There we go.
Hunter.
Yes, horse time.
Yeah, we've got Donald Duck and Jack Nicholson.
Donald Duck and Jack Nicholson.
I do one Donald Duck, and I can't say anything, but I can make the sound. I can do that.
There you go. Yeah, that works.
I got that good. Much. What was the other one?
Jack Nicholson.
All right, Sparky, here's the deal. If you want to court the little lady, you got to be a straight shooter. Now, do you got me?
That's okay. All I got. It's very Reagan. They're kind of the same guy.
It's fine.
They're kind of the same.
The only Nicholson impression I always hear in my head is Phil Hartman for his SNL audition when he's doing Hamlet in the style of Chinatown.
Actually, my Nicholson comes directly from the animated Disney classic Aladdin. That's literally with Genie doing
right.
Nicholson.
Yeah.
So,
ooh, Shaggy. Yeah.
So actually, that's my impression of Robin Williams impersonating.
There you go. Yeah, you got the chain.
That's a 2-for-1 Nicholson. Special, is what that was.
Jesus.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Jack Nicholson as Donald Duck.
As Donald Duck. Then do that
again. I can make the sound. I got nothing. I have no words.
Jack would do that. It's he's a consummate.
Follow it with Jack.
I don't. I've never understood how anyone does like actually talks as Donald Duck. Although, oh god,
I don't either. I don't get it.
There's let me find it real quick. I'll put it in the. Well, you guys will already know it. It's not like they can click the fucking link. But look up Donald Duck singing the Kingdom Hearts Simple and Clean song.
Oh yeah.
It's
ridiculous, but I do enjoy it very much.
It will murder you in the best way possible. Just
in the best way.
It's just good. Like Amanda Bynes wanted Drake to murder her vagina.
Oh no.
No.
She why? Said yep. it.
Just why?
Okay. Oh, just I don't know. I don't put it on Twitter doesn't mean you need to say it out loud.
I don't want Hunter to do that one. I want to veto that one.
But I didn't see it. I can't see these.
She said
an impression of Shannon.
I don't know if I can. I'm not trying to back out. I don't know if I can do that.
I feel like that would hurt feelings.
Defer to Tanner for that one.
Yeah, I really don't. Yeah, I don't think I can do that.
Okay, Hunter, now you have to pick have to pick anyone else on the cast to do an impersonation of me.
Oh, well, clearly the correct choice here is Tanner.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. I'll be right back.
To do Shannon?
Man, yes. I'm going to be real mean with this one if I do it, so I'm not going to do it.
Do it. No, be mean. We already expect mean. I was if he was going to say my name, I was going to be a fucking asshole. So do your thing.
Can I defer this to Kaz now?
Just good information for the future. Of it?
No, Tanner, you got called. I got to hear
it. It's a one pass.
Tanner, you can. Tanner, you can be me. I'm not going to be.
This is hardcore mode.
It's not like I'm going to be upset or anything. I mean, my God, we do this all the time. Just go for it.
See, I can do your cadence. I can't do your voice, though, because I do it all the time with the Tanner. Can you hear us? It's the same cadence. It's just not the voice.
I need to hear what Tanner's impersonation of me is. Come on.
Look, you see, what had happened was...
What's that clicking noise?
Oh, he's son of a bitch.
There you go.
He's son of a bitch. There you go. I was going to do that. I was ready. I had my finger on the button.
Oh, hey, Tanner's gone. What did I miss?
He didn't want to do the impersonation.
Silver linings, he didn't want to hurt your feelings. So to be fair, Tanner was being kind.
Being kind's overrated.
That's true.
Feelings recover.
Tanner, right. You're a fucking dick for not following through.
Yes.
Hey, he's back. All right, Cody, your turn.
Now do it.
You do impersonation of me.
What? Do what?
Apparently, I've been given the role of Shannon since you chickened out.
I did it.
Oh, well, fuck you then. I'm not doing it. If he did it, I'm not going to do it.
How did you do it?
His impersonation was he dipped out. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, you're not impersonating.
That is an impression of you.
No.
You do it often.
No,
you just do the story, Herb.
You're not impersonating me, Tanner. You're impersonating my parents and Allie.
Jesus H tap dancing Christ. I'm putting the kibosh on that one. Your parents is fine. The other one's too far.
But
the other one's she's still alive.
He also impersonated the roaches. So so to be fair, I mean
to be fair.
To be fair.
I was gonna say I did it. Nobody
gentleman
did it.
Horse.
All right, well, I guess I'll just leave. Never mind.
I was taking a drink.
Look how happy I am.
No, I was going to play back on Shannon saying that he's not the only one whose parents left, so it's okay. It's fine. It's not unique anymore. We can both do the impersonation of each other that way.
No, when I do it, it's whimsical. When you do it, it's just depressing.
Oh, well, then, okay.
Our shenanigans are cheeky and fun. Your shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Why, man, that fish looks like Bill Cosby at a Christmas party.
Somebody, if that's the case, somebody getting raped.
Jesus Christ, Kaz!
Okay, on the other side.
Hey, we're talking about Bill Cosby. That motherfucker's in prison.
That needs to be on the
rightfully so.
Make you feel
Where's
strange.
Chad? We need Chad here for this conversation. Now.
What happened to subtlety?
See, now that he has explained the bit, it's
so much funnier. I was just going to say something like Finding Derpy. I thought we were fine with
it's
that.
All about delivery.
Cody, we already found.
You got to go. You got to lean into it.
Cody, we found
and
Derpy.
When it comes to Cosby,
oh, man.
We found Derpy.
Oh,
we,
no.
We did find Derpy. It's right there.
We made him president for 4 years.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, Michaela said that should Shannon
That's
should
a different
do
kind of rapist.
Tanner. Jesus, can we not keep using the word, please? Shannon, do the bit. Do the Shannon impersonating Tanner, and I'll give you a fucking bucket if that's what it takes to change the subject.
Jeez. God. Hold on. I guess my best impersonation, I'm going to call Best Italian in Tennessee real quick. Live on the air.
Please don't.
You're calling it now?
I'm going to call them right now and ask
they
them.
They might be closed. This might be a cruel
They
joke.
Are in central time zone. Y'all are 2 hours ahead, 9 o'clock. You might be all right.
No, yeah. They're in the eastern time zone. Gatlinburg's not in the central time zone.
I don't know. I'm 2,500 fucking miles away.
I mean, Casbah, I assume you've seen a map, yeah?
No, it's the children who are wrong.
There you go.
This is true.
Do an impression of Tanner. Oh,
but
man.
For the children.
Would you like a pudding pop?
Yes. Yes.
From the chat board.
And Hunter, meanwhile, is asking us, why are we playing solitaire on Linkin Park websites?
Any of...
Got to learn a valid question.
I'm going to be honest.
How to use a mouse.
I'm going to be honest. I can't do an impression of anyone on this show other than Kaz without it being exceptionally mean and ruining friendships. Because any impression...
Wait, hold on.
Well, see, now you're making this a personal challenge.
Well, because I've been doing your voice forever, Bubba. Yeah, whenever I make...
Who, me? Do I say Bubba often?
You used to. That's all I remember. But anybody else that I would do an impersonation of, like, my impression would be... I would move my comedy in with it. My comedy is usually based on destroying people's souls and lives. I don't want to do that. I don't want to bring out the worst of people.
I look up at the screen. I look at six people on this board as the least likely people to be offended. That
Tanner,
I think you'll be all right.
Tanner leaves at the drop of a bucket.
Jeez. Yeah, but he comes back though. Like if you hit him with a newspaper.
Tanner's like a human.
Hit him with a newspaper.
He's a human boomerang.
The story, Herb.
You know, I had something I wanted to talk about tonight. I sure as shit don't remember what it is at this point.
What was it?
That's it.
Just do it.
I think it might have been about the GameStop stuff again. Maybe.
GameStop is making riches.
But I honestly don't remember.
Robin Hood's not.
It makes you feel better.
Robin Hood,
we've been live.
Robin Hood was like, I'm going to IPO this year. And then they didn't.
Yeah, they sure aren't.
I actually signed up for
it. You ever seen somebody ruin their own life?
Yeah, when they IPO, I'm gonna bet against them. I'm gonna do an options play for a loss.
I signed up for Robinhood yesterday, actually.
Did you really?
Yep.
Fuck that. Do SoFi.
I mean, it might as well because it didn't work. Like they wouldn't let me complete my account. So
yep.
Mm-mm. Can't do no it. Because rich people were like, "Oh, y'all are bitching, then invest." And then when poor people started investing, they were like, "No, wait."
Yeah,
it turns out that they don't like it when it does. And it turns out that capitalism isn't fair when the poor do it. You're not allowed.
See what happens. When motherfuckers get like $600 checks and start investing that shit in Robinhood.
Well, it's because they're just sitting at home collecting their government checks. They don't know what they're doing. They don't belong here. You do not belong in here.
Unity.
You do not talk to Nick Cottrell that way.
I got to do it. I got to cover some faces real quick.
You don't
quick.
Talk to Nick Cottrell like that.
Here's
I
one.
Love it.
I'm going to hit you with one.
Invest in Dogecoin.
And then I'm going to hit you with the other.
Oh, God.
That's both of them.
You're not wrong. Dogecoin is a good thing to invest in right now.
I just realized that we're on video, so...
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that are going to see that toy there and go, wait a minute, that looks familiar.
Yep. You started something.
That's the best custom figures in Tennessee. It's located right next to the best Italian in Tennessee. Oh,
is it true?
I mean, if you're going to get the best, you may as well get all the best. Well, it's like that bit from Spaceballs, like the Mr. Coffee, Mr. Uh-huh. Video Rental.
Oh, no, it's in the best district in Tennessee. They're just surrounded by the best. Austin Lane is mayor because he's the best of the best.
That works. Tanner, yeah, okay. I'm here for it.
Tanner, you still there? No?
Hey, okay. Kaz?
We lost Tanner.
Tanner, I actually do need your attention for this. So this October, once everybody's got the vaccine and all that, I think we need to put on a haunted house, and I have an idea. Hear me out. Check it out.
For that.
Oh, God.
Look, I run into people I haven't seen since high school, and I dip the hell out. I'm gone.
That's the idea. Head down. This is the scariest possible thing I can come up with. A poorly lit Walmart littered with people you haven't seen since high school.
All the people
moved away.
Yeah, the people I haven't seen in high school just come into my store trying to sell stuff so they can go buy more meth.
Yep.
I believe you mean diapers, sir.
Hey, Kaz, I've got bad news. Dogecoin is crash again.
Oh, no. I know
that's
people.
All right. No, that's fine. That's good. Let it. And then I'll buy it, and then it'll go up again, and I'll sell it. You know, things happen.
Yes. Those wicked profits of 7 cents to 3 cents.
Yeah, but if you buy like 8,000 of them, things change with math.
What?
I don't get the economy.
Shannon, why did you just hit him with the Franklin getting roasted? You were the end of the video.
I need Kaz to walk away from me going like this.
That old yee-ass haircut.
I need to get a haircut. Oh,
guess who got it today?
Lucky so.
You guessed it. Frank Stallone.
No, it is.
But also I did. Yeah.
Got that. So how are you feeling afterwards?
My arm hurts. That's it. I mean, it's like that's the same thing you would get with a flu reaction. Vaccine, they say the second one is the one that'll mess you up.
So show of hands, who here
has gotten the vaccine so far? Yes. Show of hands.
It's only
just two? Okay.
Yeah.
Shit, there's like 30 some odd million of us in California. I ain't getting that motherfucker until like March.
Stood in the line for 2 hours.
2022, you're right.
And then I get the second one. Tanner, when do you get your second one?
17th.
Shit, yeah, no.
Because you got the Moderna one, I got the Pfizer one. I get mine 2 days after yours, and we're on the same speed.
Oh no, it's the Johnson & Johnson. The Johnson & Johnson one I read was only like 60% effective.
It's the South African version. You got to make sure that you specify the mutations.
No, after Jesse had said that, Sarah was reading up about it. And we were looking at stuff on it, and apparently the Pfizer and the Moderna one are both like 94% to 95%. And one of them is one more than the other. It was like, hey, if that 1% helps, let's do it.
Bring it.
If that's all it takes.
Ciro said, y'all don't have to flex on us like that.
what are we flexing about? Tennessee?
Oh, no, it hurts. Ow.
No, getting the vaccine. Can't do that. Depending on my employer, I may or may not be getting it sometime soon. I'm not sure.
Cody, do you mean your employer hasn't decided or because you don't know who your employer is? Hey,
Yes, to the latter.
I have decided.
I got
not to get the vaccine.
I got two employers. Oh, you have decided purposefully not to get it.
I'm not getting the vaccine because I'm not going to be a sheep, and I'm not going to fall for the liberal.
Here it is.
Bullshit.
Here it comes.
Chut.
What the fuck?
No, it's okay. It's okay. He's not falling for the liberal smokescreen, which is what you do when you listen to Real Talk with Riggin 6 to 9 a.m. on 960 KZIM, some station I no longer care about in a couple fucking weeks.
Don't promote her. I don't
drop
like
the
her.
Bombs.
I don't like
just,
her.
Just nuking it.
Hey, don't worry, boy, Shannon. Neither do I.
Michaela, your age group probably won't get the vaccine because you can't actually get COVID. So.
No, yeah, y'all just go to Lake of the Ozarks. You'll be all right.
Shit. Yeah, I get that herb immunity.
You say herb immunity?
The herb, well, the
can't
herb get, Welch immunity.
You can't get immune from me.
It worked.
And then suddenly, it surprise. Worked. Sweet.
Surprise.
Jesus, this has been an hour, guys. We have made an hour of absolutely
no way.
Nothing.
No, yeah. No. To be fair, we just finished the SNL skit 20 minutes ago.
We haven't been recording. Well, okay.
Marking. We were 40 minutes in before brother sister happened.
Were we really? Good Lord. Okay. Yeah.
40 some odd fucking minutes before that happened.
Jesus, we still got Call of Duty to play after this.
Yeah, we used all of our used all of our good material in the pre-show.
Man, well, I got promoted recently. I think I just lost my.
Now we're all just staring at each other, wondering. You know, you guys weren't on the show last night. Two of you.
Most of us.
What was the show last night?
Yes.
It was After Dark, where we talked about some of the things about video games that frustrated us. I didn't know if maybe you guys had anything that you wanted to add to it.
Oh, I'm sure I could. Let's see. Wait, Tanner or Hunter, you want to start? You want me to start?
Tanner was there.
I was on the
show. Why'd
you hit me with the Roxbury guys? You, me.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do.
You, me.
I can tell you one thing that frustrates me about video games is that I'm a dumbass enough to keep playing all the really hard ones that I'm really bad at.
Like what?
Okay, that was great.
Now I'm a glutton for punishment because I'll play things like Super Meat Boy and the entire Gradius collection I have on my PS4 or the Castlevania games I'm bad at. It's like, oh, why don't I play video games very often? Yes, because I hate myself.
So what do you play, Cody?
Mainly mid-2000s sports titles if I actually want to sit for a little bit, or whatever's in my Steam collection that doesn't
Terraria.
No, I have Terraria, but I don't play it. I actually started through some of my Star Wars games again and Steam.
Which Star Wars game? I'm curious.
Probably going to pick back up Jedi Knight, Jedi Academy. I was going to play through Force Unleashed just to have some fun, but it keeps crashing in Steam, which is pissing me off.
Tanner, did you just send the Herb Welch skit again for some reason?
He did.
Huh?
He did. It's in the chat. That happened.
Do you want to do it?
That's weird.
Do you want to do it again? Do you feel like we didn't do it right the first time?
Shannon, Michaela said, wait, weren't we going to talk about that Marjorie Green woman, which is no.
Oh,
no, fuck that bitch. No.
I prefer not to give any credit to representative
No,
bitch. No, she
move on, move on.
It.
No.
Yeah, thank you.
Face of
I've
evil.
Spoken
Let's
my
move
piece.
On.
We're good.
It's my show.
She deserves to be spoken about her.
I agree with Cody. We veto.
I look like E.T.
I will say
he's good. Like phone home, bitches.
I will say that it took another turn today when one of the junior congressmen, I think, or freshmen, I don't know which one it is. Apparently she went after him and yelling and screaming to the point that he has now filed to have his office moved away from her.
She.
Which one's he and which one's she?
That was great.
Yeah, no answer on that one. What did that?
I saw Kaz gesture. I think he said something. It didn't come through because I saw a point and there was silence.
He's not answering questions anymore. Kaz will not be taking questions.
I think Kaz is actually tapped out.
I'm not talking about that crazy fucking nut job.
Okay, I know, Cody, I said I wouldn't talk about it on the show, but it's a big St. Louis Cardinals have acquired Nolan Arenado.
And that is the extent of that news.
We talk about
Shannon, the reason people don't want to... Shannon, I'll talk to you directly. I know why people don't want to talk about her.
Look, you're talking about Corey Bush. Let's just put it out there.
Yeah, there you go. The reason I don't want to talk about what's her bitch is because the more we give credence to her name, the more things happen, like her campaign raising $1.6 million in the last 36 hours.
You know,
so the more we
exactly.
give her a platform,
she's become famous where she shouldn't be.
Exactly.
You would think that
Corey Bush is actually a better representative than her. And Corey Bush is the one that you're talking about. That's the she that had to move her office because on the way to her office, she got threatened physically by nut job in question.
QAnon bitch.
And this nut fucking job keeps on using publicity to create her GoFundMe crazy. And she's getting millions of fucking dollars and it's ruining everything.
But you act like if we don't talk about it, that she's not going to make that money. She's going to make that money regardless.
No, she's not. Because if you quit making her
Trump won because he got free fucking marketing.
Thank you.
I mean,
Trump got billions of dollars of free fucking marketing and then won a popularity contest, which in America, that's called an election.
At one point, we said we were going to not mention the names of these like shooters too, because talking about it gives them publicity and then just makes more and more happen. But if you stop talking about it, people are still going to shoot schools. I mean, like, these people are going to do what they're going to do regardless of whether or not we talk about it. I agree.
But the shooters aren't using PR to be able to further their agenda. This nut job is using a PR to further an agenda. It's a different case situation. It's apples and oranges.
I feel like it's a dangerous precedent, though, if you're saying, like, as you know, media and journalists shouldn't talk about these things that are happening because they don't want to give coverage to these crazy people. But I mean, that's kind of the job of the media and journalists, is to cover these people. So I mean, like, I don't think it's fair to say, oh, we're not going to talk about her. Like, I think you absolutely should talk about it.
We're talking about this, and we're not talking about the bills that actually have been passed.
Or aren't being passed because the filibuster.
Or aren't being passed. Exactly. Like, because what's happening is some fucking orange fucking shit gibbon has been removed from the PR. And then all of a sudden now this new shit gibbon has fallen into and taking up the vacuum of power. And the only reason for their existence is to suck the air out of the room so we don't talk about the shit that ain't being done.
But I don't think that not talking about it's the best policy. Because, I mean, like, if it wasn't her, it'd be somebody else. If we're not covering it, then if people don't hold them accountable and say what they're doing, then they get away with it more. And then other places like, you know, OAN or Newsmax, who will promote them, will continue to promote them to their people, and they will embrace her. And if we don't talk about it and we don't say, well, actually, here's the truth and here's what she's really doing, then they just get away with it. So I don't agree with that policy.
That is fair, but you're talking about a viewership of about a couple of million compared to tens of millions of people that don't hear about it.
Conversation.
I'll put a pin in this for a different episode. So I feel like the three of us could make something really fun out of this.
I'll agree with that. We'll see what else happens with it. Michaela also says, change of subject. Here's a fun one. We can't argue over this one. Tanner, be quiet. Favorite restaurant. Tanner, we know what yours is. We know you.
It's somewhere in Tennessee.
Once you
it's got
had
something to do with moonshine and Italian foods.
It's the only place. It's the only Italian restaurant where they soak the noodles in moonshine in a bucket and serve it to you.
Fozzoli's in Gatlinburg.
Does Frank Reynolds own this restaurant? The pasta is literally soaked in booze.
You can also boil denim there. You can bang whores. It's a lot of fun.
They got it's not on the menu, but if you ask for the denim chicken, they'll know.
Especially chicken. Jelly beans with your milkshake.
Denim chicken?
All right, let's be serious. Whenever we have a request from the audience, legally we have to abide by it. So, favorite restaurant.
Okay, serious. Quick clarification: is this chain restaurant or just?
Yeah, I'm about to say. I feel like there needs to be some parameters here.
I let's just say anything other than fast food. Yeah, anything like, I don't think we can count like Taco Bell, but if it's a
true,
if it's a chain restaurant like Denny's or something like that, would be fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So let's go. I swear to God, I'm going crazy. I swear to God, I just saw that fucking Al and Tanner's video move. I just saw it turn its head.
Shannon, you go first.
My favorite restaurant is probably Lindsay Help.
In St. Louis, pizza. Your JJ Twigs.
See, I don't know if I would say JJ Twigs is my favorite restaurant.
That's your favorite to go to if we go to St. Louis.
I actually, for a while, my favorite place to go was not Watami's, but what's the other sushi place here in Cape?
It's Midori.
Midori. Yeah, Midori was my favorite place to go for a while. But yeah, I've only been to Shogun's once, and it was right before I got sick and lost my taste. I don't think the two were related. Jesus,
sushi good though.
Parker?
Yeah, I think probably let's just.
How dare you?
Shit, Salt and Smoke is pretty good. Salt and Smoke is pretty good too.
Delicious.
And Soul Taco. Oh, this is hard. Let's just say JJ Twigs.
Soul Taco.
Let's just say JJ Twigs because I'm a pizza nut. JJ Twigs Pizza in St. Louis, the home of the double decker. Let's go. Let's go down the block here, Cody.
Ah, oh, boy. Now, see, you're naming a place that isn't necessarily a chain restaurant, but something a little more specific, which makes it a little more difficult for me. Like, if we're talking about, like, fast casual, honestly, a place like Chili's isn't bad.
No chains.
No chains. Okay, so we're going specifically local.
No Tennessee Fazoli.
You can do a chain, but I got no fast food chains.
No fast food chains.
No, yeah.
And that's fine.
I mean, if you like Texas Roadhouse and do your thing.
Right. If we're talking about favorite restaurant, then it's one in Springfield, but it's a anniversary level place. If we're talking about something a little more approachable, it used to be Mary Jane up in Perryville, but they've kind of dipped a little bit.
Agreed.
No, that's the wrong answer.
No,
that's wrong that they've dipped or wrong answer.
Are you talking about the Mary Jane burgers?
Yeah, no, they've dipped.
Yeah, they've dipped. So I say it used to be. Well, I honestly.
Casualty of COVID.
No, unfortunately.
Casualty of just their own place. Yeah, they just. Yeah, they just.
There you go.
You'd say Soul Taco or Mission Taco up in St. Louis. I'll say Mission Taco is really good.
I've never had Mission Taco. I don't know what that is.
I highly recommend Mission Taco joint. It is good stuff. Or, well, never mind. I'll save that for Hunter because I got a feeling I know where Hunter's going if we're talking about St. Louis places.
I feel like I also know where Hunter's going to go. Let's swing it over to Hunter.
Wait, you guys said you thought you knew what I was going to do?
No. We said we think we might know.
If we're talking about St. Louis restaurants, which we've been doing, I think I know which one you're going with.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. You can just get me. That's right.
Well, we hadn't said it yet. You can say it.
Oh, I got to say
it. Just as an aside, I'm pulling the links together. I'm going to share in here.
Yeah, hot dog links.
Oh, my answer is Steve's Hot Dogs.
There it is. Yes.
Yeah. So Steve's was briefly, I wouldn't call it a chain. They had two locations.
Right, they had multiple locations.
They have the one now. They've reconsolidated into the single chain, and it is glorious. It is as good as it has ever been, if not better. I'm sure I've talked about them on the show at least once before, but Steve's Hot Dogs, run by Steve Ewing of The Urge, the lead singer of The Urge, and it's just an incredible place, man. Everything that they serve is either, and they started doing burgers, so they have burgers too, but quarter pound smoked all beef Nathan's Hot Dogs. They've got Vitali's Bakery in St. Louis, their buns, their rolls are their buns. And then it's just go crazy, man. Put whatever you want on a hot dog. You want mac and cheese and French fried onions on it. Go nuts. You want a backyard barbecue on your dog. You put potato salad on there, baked beans, bacon crumbles, go crazy. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Crown Kitchen, get some BLT ingredients on that.
Oh, the BLT hot dog. I hate that I missed out on that one.
I same here. I saw them doing that. I'm like, damn, I wish I was living up there right now.
But yeah, it's an incredible, it's a magical place. They are located in Tower Grove. They're right next to, I say right next to, they're connected to TikTok Tavern. They're the same place. So if you go in the evening, you can literally bounce back and forth between the two. Get yourself a drink and a dog. And yeah, I'm not getting paid for this, and I don't even want to. I would do this for free. I would just stand on the corner and talk about Steve's Hot Dogs all day to anybody who comes by. So
here's what I'm confused about. In the chat, Kaz has been posting links to these places, and for some reason, for JJ Twigs, it just says attack detected.
I'm gonna right click that link and open it up, see what we get.
Delete
here.
That, and then I was like, but wait a minute, that's actually kind of fucking hilarious.
So, why does it say?
Let's see. Their website's not secure because it's not using the HTTPS.
Exactly correct.
Yes. Also, did you, Cody, verify for this for me real quick? Try to go to GameStop.com.
Oh gods!
Oh no!
Oh, it's gonna just be one big dollar sign and a $1 billion between.
Is that not their website?
I no, see it's, Funko Fair.
Somebody hack it.
What are you looking for?
Did it
looks
come
fine
up?
Fine to me.
Did it?
Yeah, GameStop.com pulled right up. Yeah, it's secure. Yeah. So I guess their certificate's valid.
They must have.
Yeah, I can go up there and check out my power up rewards. That'll get me nothing.
Well, that's very, very strange because we cannot access GameStop at the store now. Somehow. It is
what?
We cannot access it. If you try to go to GameStop at the store, it just gives you I forget what the error code is, and I thought, okay, maybe it's just the computer. Maybe the computer needs to be reset or something. So I tried to go on my phone when I was at the store, and it gave me the same error message. Billy tried to get it on with his phone. It gave him the same error message, and it's been doing it for about a week and a half. So I don't know what's going on. Why the store, like if you're on our Wi-Fi or our internet, you cannot access GameStop.com.
Because I know you're a game store. Right, you are a competitor.
That's weird.
Trying to hold you back.
That's truly strange. Mm-hmm. Here's what I was assuming.
GameStop stock isn't going to 350.
I was assuming you guys were also going to have trouble getting on GameStop.com, and I was going to talk about it. So the fact that...
Who's blowing up a balloon?
What? Is that me? Sorry.
What just happened?
Tanner, what'd you do?
What, me? I didn't do anything.
I was wiping something.
Are we still
up
talking about restaurants?
We are. I just don't understand why someone just decided to use the air duster on their keyboard while we were recording.
That may have been me over. That's my bed. Apparently, I don't know if my onboard mic's still on or what's happening. Which, oh shit. I didn't
it might just be the mic out. Right in front of you.
That's that duct tape and a spoon, man.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I think my MacBook's been doing my audio the entire time.
Oh, my God.
That was worse.
Why would you
whatever
do
you
that?
Just did is worse.
So,
don't
now
ever
that, is
do that,
any that better?
Again. Yeah.
Is that any better? Okay.
It's
no,
a little
I'm
loud.
I'm very sorry.
It's still it's a very loud. Loud, though.
Well, okay. I'm going to mute stuff first.
Oh, my God.
Mute.
How about now?
That's better.
That's better.
Okay, so I put my minus 10 dB pop on. Okay, so my entire recording has been coming through my MacBook microphone, and we didn't realize.
I mean, it sounds fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine enough. But
Tanner, when it came through on that, you know what I heard immediately?
What's that?
And to me, he says in parentheses. It was the same tone. Same
Don't
thing.
Be shocked when your
history book mentions me.
I always forget that Cody.
Kaz.
That. Yeah, Kaz, no, come on, yeah.
What's your favorite restaurant, Kaz? Let's get back on top.
Mine is good. Yes, let's get back on target. So, Shandong in Oakland, which is actually like these handmade noodles, which is some of the best ever. And I'm going to drop this link in here for anybody that happens to come into the area, which is unlikely, but still, nevertheless.
Tanner, what's your familiarity with noodles from Tennessee?
The best ever.
We're going to create and kill this bit in one night. Man, the idea is by the end of the show, it's dead.
Yeah, I love that you say version of noodles. It's like a future tense thing.
I've never had them.
These noodles are as good as the fucking local taffy.
Tanner, what did
now,
you?
Wait a minute.
What kind of Italian did you have in Tennessee? What did you order?
Shake that local taffy.
Pizza?
Moscatelli.
Pizza and a side of moscatelli, actually.
Wait, hang on. Before we go any further, did you say moscacioli?
It's called mozzarella, idiot.
Did you? Hang on, please confirm you did not say moscacioli. Please tell me you said moscacioli.
With a T. Gotta make sure you get an emphasis in there.
Tanner, can you hear me? Did they make it with oysters? That would explain. That's actually moscacioli. That's a whole different thing. It's
mosc. It's like MOST. Moscacioli.
I don't think so.
Tanner,
you do not belong here.
Lindsay, you wanna help out here?
I'm going to stick with a local classic and go with Chan's.
Okay. You got that General's chicken.
I like their barbecue spare ribs and their sesame chicken, but
they've been good tasty. For like 15 years.
Chan's good stuff.
They're still yeah. good.
Well, except for that like 1 year where they were shut down, whatever happened there.
Yeah.
Anybody been to Great Wall? Buffets are in.
Homeboy, Great Wall is gone.
Yeah,
it is now. It
is that where Yum Yum?
That's yummy. Yeah, it is now Yummy Buffet.
Yes, because buffets are like that's where you want to invest. Ryan's, well, whatnot,
Golden Corral.
Oh, that's where they're the UFC fight.
That face. That's right. There it is. There it is.
That face Tanner makes when in general.
Yeah, to be fair, wasn't there a pissed on the steaks.
What'd you say, Tanner?
Where is Alf going to be again? Is that at the Taco John's?
That was
the
Taco John's.
No, I thought Alf was at... Yeah. Is that what it was? Okay. Which one was at the mall? Yeah. Was it Green Day at the mall?
That was Third Eye Blind.
Third Eye Blind. Yeah. There it is.
And then, if I remember correctly, the Ninja Turtles were going to make an appearance at Aldi's.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say Shoe Carnival. I don't know why.
That makes it just as good.
I don't know.
Nobody came to Shoe Carnival. Nobody.
Hey, y'all, to go back to the impressions from earlier, I can find this is my best impression of Shannon.
Uh-oh. Here we go. What if I stop talking to everyone and hate my social media account?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he did it. He nailed it.
That's it.
It's gone. Nope,
Shen's gone.
He's out of there.
He's out. Boom.
He's well, thanks for listening to another episode of Horse Time.
Cody, please stop deep throating your mic.
No, it's too late now. The moment's here. It's time.
Another breakup.
Oh, man.
No, Shannon, I can't because...
Daddy.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. No. No.
Michaela did have another question, and I actually didn't read it yet, but it's, if you have your SIM card from your old phone and put it in your new phone, whatever plan you have with the old phone, will that carry on?
Yes. If it's an unlocked phone, it will carry the same plan however it goes. Your tech professional, Cody, is here.
I feel like I'm back at work.
Right?
Nice. Yeah. I'll echo her next statement that says, I am confusion.
Yeah, this is Calvin Taylor. Now, I put some peanut butter in my PlayStation 4 to try to...
Do you get that question?
Why does he sound like Tim Meadows as the ladies' man?
He sounds
oh. Sabatier. This is me every Tuesday.
That's a perfect impersonation. Oh
my God, this is public.
My dice when rolling to convince the farmer that it. Okay, now add some dark side points to the end there.
Tanner, did you pick up that money on the ground?
No,
that's the dark side. Oh, you didn't pick it up? That's the dark side point. It's going to waste now.
That's
I picked it up and I donated it to the children's orphanage.
Well, the children's orphanage got attacked by the Sith. That's the dark side point.
So you support orphanages, like places that keep children without parents? That's the dark side point.
Also, unfortunately for Tanner, one of those children in that orphanage turned out to be a Sith Lord. He grew up. If he had not paid that credit, that kid would have died on the street where he belonged.
But yeah. Where do they go other than an orphanage?
Probably to the Jedi Academy. They got a lot of space.
The Force.
Is that how Grogu got away?
Yeah.
They has cleared out a large swath of little ones.
Fuck this. I'm out of here. Peace.
Cody, did you say little ones or yellow ones? Because either way, I'm
little ones. Little ones. I was going to say younglings, but the phrase wouldn't come to mind. No, little ones.
So one thing
they've graduated an entire class to the Force.
We've talked about Star Wars before, and I've always defended Revenge of the Sith because I think it's a genuinely a good movie. I like Revenge of the Sith, but one thing that always bugged me about it was just how, and other people have said it before, just how quickly Anakin goes from crying about accidentally, you know, cutting off Mace Windu's hand to flat out murdering children with no qualms. That is
of children.
Quick turn.
Yeah, it's a horrifying.
He got out of there though. There were survivors. Survivor.
There was a survivor. Yeah.
A survivor, and it made good on Disney.
They keep telling me Mace Windu is coming back. That he didn't actually.
He's dead. He fell from a log.
I saw the cheese face, and that was it. I couldn't handle it.
Can he fly?
That looks like it. Kind of looks like Richard Pryor after that explosion.
No,
Jesus. If you're listening in to Horse Time 2021 on Facebook Live, please make a statement in the comment section and respond.
Okay, verify that you're here, please. Why is it Horse Time 2021?
Like the dude from the Red Letter Media videos. If you want a pizza roll, please email the web zone. I'll tell you a pizza roll.
Pizza rolls are okay.
Oh, that's a foolproof plan.
That also looks like Richard Pryor after the explosion.
Good Lord.
It looks like somebody after an explosion. It looks very unfortunate.
But
to be fair, he turned himself in, so.
I gotta
and
stop.
Also, he turned his shirt inside out and backward.
I gotta stop.
I gotta
start keeping track of our time on here because I have no idea how long this podcast version is actually going.
I also
too
have
long.
No
well,
clue what time
whatever it is, minus 42 minutes.
It's an hour 31 minutes currently.
So okay. Maybe
about 9 minutes.
We'll do about 9 minutes. People are actually replying in the chat. I feel so bad for you guys. This is how. Horse time with us is like,
it's for the people.
It's like sex it with is. Me. Once it's over, you're just looking around going, oh, no, oh, no,
gun down.
Why? Why'd I do this?
Oh my goodness.
I could have done anything. I could have done anything else with my night. I could have watched television. I could have
watched, like, Lindsay over here. It looks like she's being productive with something.
Lindsay knows she was there.
God, she's doing things with that. We ain't.
This is tonight's coloring. I'm sorry. It's not. There we go.
Tanner, I just saw
she
that.
Did that literally this entire show. That's okay, what the creation.
It's a coloring page. I did not draw it. I'm just coloring it.
In my defense, I used to play video games while we were recording these, but my desk isn't oriented that way anymore.
Michaela said, wait, who is that Richard guy?
Oh, jeez.
What? Oh, no. Oh,
well, Michaela's younger than all of us. She wouldn't know Richard Pryor. It's fine.
What?
I mean, to be fair, I know Humphrey Bogart, and he was before me.
But... okay, I didn't say it was a good justification. I said it was a justification. Oh, I don't know. Shannon, do you want to say some of the Richard Pryor album names? Because I don't think you can if you want to keep the podcast going.
I don't think I could name them. I don't know any of them. I'll be honest. I've never.
I do, and none of them can be said.
The only thing I can tell you about Richard Pryor, other than the movies he did with Gene Wilder, was the one skit he did with Chevy Chase on SNL, which we also can't do.
No, and it is for that reason that we can't list off his album names.
Tanner, Ciro wants to know who that owl is.
It's just my pet owl.
What's his name?
There's no name.
It's just called Pet Owl. What?
You got a pet with no name? That poor owl has no personality.
With no name.
There you go.
I'm going to call him Credence.
Be out of the rain.
No. No.
What? No. To me singing
can't call him Credence?
With
no
name? Yeah, who
is he so offended?
Who's that no to? Point at them. He's going to do it.
He's trying to.
He's trying.
Tanner, it's not going to translate.
Down
him,
twice.
He's working it
down
out.
Twice.
Putting down the cast.
You can. I feel. Working it out. I could almost see Tanner.
I'm innocent. I didn't say anything.
I could almost see Tanner trying to reach over Lindsay to point down a cast.
Okay.
Not really. That's not how it works.
He was. Let him sound it out. He'll get there.
Sound it out.
Ciro said Tanner's. He thought the coloring book was that Lindsay's doing was Tanner's owl.
No, I got sent a coloring book of like owl pictures from my best friend from college like 4 years ago, and I just have been working my way through all the pages coloring because I have zero motivation to do my own art right now. But I have this lovely, massive box of markers that needs
Jesus, Jesus Christ.
That's a lot of freaking ink.
That's a
I
lot
know,
of...
and they're all alcohol markers. I'm so happy.
Oh, good sniffing.
No.
How many markers are there, Lindsay?
I think this is the 220 set.
Jesus.
Shannon, I picked you something up when I was at the store earlier. I forgot to send it to you.
Oh, no.
Just one.
I'm going to eat that when I drink my fat-free water.
Zero calories.
You look down at it the way Lisa was looking down at the table earlier.
It does.
So this will be the last live show we do, guys. It was a good run, but I think
I'm glad to be a part of it. I'm glad I was here for that.
It ended before March.
Literally.
I'm glad nobody else. We're out of time, right?
Almost.
Yeah, we got to be.
Okay, almost. Good. I'm glad nobody else hit me with them impressions. I ain't got nothing. I don't do any more of them.
All right.
You got lucky on the couple that you did.
All right. Well, we got a couple of minutes left. You guys
no,
know
we don't.
You
no,
know what you have to do.
We do. Nope. Do your best Richard Pryor.
Ooh. I'm just gonna
just sit perfectly still and quiet.
That's it. That's what we're gonna do for the end.
Look at this price.
$49.
Look at this price.
Three.
That's Tim's discount prices right there.
That's right. You pay small prices.
I'm not gonna feed you to my family. Lindsay, what's that?
I was just reading. The whole reason I came across this image, by the way, is because I'm just reading somebody saying my entire concept of how stocks work is the same thing as the Tim and Eric sketch where they just sell prices.
I mean, that's about my level of understanding. For me. Yeah.
Buy premium prices.
It's free.
More like creamulum.
It's free Ghostbusters for you, Cody.
We bought you the DVDs.
They kind of made a third one.
They kind of made a third one. Okay.
That was my favorite line.
It's so good.
Here's what I don't get. Michaela, she didn't know who Christina Applegate was. She didn't know who Richard Pryor was. But she just said, Hunter, do an impersonation of Gary Busey.
Just go to jail. We'll be fine. That's good.
And it wasn't Jake.
I can't get my teeth. Can't do it. There's no... I gotta get the... You gotta have the teeth if you're gonna do Gary Busey.
Hunter.
Amazon Fire TV shtick. I can't.
Just carry do it. Carry on a conversation with an old rusty birdcage. That's
Gary Busey. Why Gary Busey? What memorable roles would you impersonate
when someone asks you to do an impression of someone you don't do?
Go ahead and scream.
thousands of ears listening.
Cody, to be fair, Gary Busey is legitimately in one of my favorite horror films of all time.
Okay. This piece evokes all the emotions of what I call a discombobulated man.
Gary Busey.
I can snap your sternum with one blow with my forehead to your chest. I can raise my head up and loosen your teeth, knock you down, grab you by the lip, pull you up, and tell you, I will be right back. Gary Busey.
I'm sorry, what in the hell are you talking about?
What in the goddamn hell are you talking about?
Gary Busey on Entourage.
These are deep thoughts with Gary Busey.
Corn right. Corn at light. First corn I see tonight. Tanner, do you know what horror film Gary Busey starred in? That's one of my favorites.
I know this.
Do you know?
Hold on. Just do Ben Stiller as Tom Cruise on Celebrity Jeopardy. I got it. You don't got it.
No, you got to spin around and ha.
Not in this chair. Ha! Tanner, come on, man. You Googling son of a bitch. I can hear you typing.
Clickety clackety, clickety clackety.
Easy.
I'm going to say it if you don't say it.
Easy, please. Jesse.
Jesus.
It's Silver Bullet.
It's Silver Bullet.
Oh, it's Silver Bullet. It's a good one.
There's a Coors Light horror movie?
Okay.
That's just Coors Light.
Right. I mean, you're not wrong. How much time we got
left? None. That's it.
That's it.
And we're gonna cut it off there.
Just like Terry Schiavo, I'm unplugging this one.
That's a reference Michaela's not gonna get.
Oh,
I feel so disappointed in myself. Kaz left. He's done. He's out.
Shannon created the show.
That's right. I'm back.
He created a show and then murdered it, just like Casey Anthony.
Everything.
Oh. Oh,
all right. Dark humor.
I can't claim that. That's Childish Gambino. That's not me.
Right.
It's horse time.
Don't be listening to this going, he didn't say that. That wasn't
right.
You take that credit.
Well, yeah, when Donald Glover hears this, he's going to be pissed. All right.
Childish Gambino. Yes, sir.
All right, guys.
Don't you. We're take orders from me.
We're leaving now. So, we're going to go play Call of Duty and try to forget of this ever happened.
Like four of us are.
None of us were here. This didn't even happen. You guys, you watched World's Dumbest all night. Yeah. Put down the pipe, crackheads. All right. That's it. We're going to be back Monday. It's an all new I Want to Believe, Tanner.
The Black Vault.
I'm gonna make y'all a cool logo like this weird fucking horse.
No, we're good.
I just want to point out that it cut out. So all I heard Cass say is, "I'm gonna make you a cool logo like this fucking whore."
Horse, like a four-legged animal.
Every day we move further away from God's light.
All right,
we're so far. Light and God are both gone. It's fine.
All new. I want to believe. Right. On Monday. Tuesday, we're back with a Hunter. It's an all new PZ85 plays.
Yes, it is. Oh, it's time. It's battle time. I can confirm 100% this next episode will be the final episode of the final installment of episode 4, Echoes of the Jedi.
It might be the
very last one.
It might be the final adventure.
All Jedi's die.
It might be. We'll see.
Mandalorians just come in and fucking wipe shit out.
If you haven't, if you haven't been caught up, now is the time to get it. You got all weekend. At least get caught up on Echoes of the Jedi. There's what, 3-4 other installments before this one.
And if if you're,
yeah, I'm betting on the Mandalorians like I bet on GameStop.
If you have Tanner getting the dark side point, the last episode, fingers crossed. We'll see what happens.
He may just die. Who knows?
Oh shit! It's Ragu.
I believe his name is Club Shino.
Maria,
just as a marker,
Maria, it's your buddy.
Brian Tanner says this might be the darkest line yet. I'm not sure which line it is, but after tonight's show, maybe
it could be any of them. It's the not gonna make that joke. That we're not making. That'll get
good
us,
Lord.
That'll get us kicked off the internet. Okay, good night, guys. Wednesday's Pro Wrestling is scripted again. They're back. The boys are back. Thursday is After Dark. Friday Horse Time is canceled. We're never doing it again. We'll see you next Friday.
We just got a new logo. We got to keep going.
You ruined it. You all ruined it. You took something wholesome and pure, and you made it dark and twisted.
He's got a cool hat.
Just like Paul Walker. No, not going there. All right. Hunter, take us out for the love of God.
Going to go home.
And that's the news. Later.